Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. A big weekend for the Mets await in Milwaukee,
yes.
Evan.
Yes.
And I'm here to give you the five most painful New York sports memories in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Halloween 2015. What happened that day? Rutgers, who you could hear on the FM dial tonight on 101.9 FM.
Yeah, by the way, Rutgers, Devin and Jason McCourty going into the Rutgers Hall of Fame.
Oh, look at that.
It's a big night versus Washington. But they count. Rutgers made their first trip in the Big Ten to Madison, Wisconsin to take on Wisconsin. They got thumped 48-10 as Corey Clement rushed for three Badgers touchdowns. The only Rutgers touchdown was a defensive fumble or pick six recovery. There you go.
By whom?
I forgot.
Number four.
Maybe it was McCourty.
No, it wasn't. Okay. That's why I forgot. It wasn't.
I'm just warning you. You're disappointing Tiki when you don't have all the facts of this stuff.
Go ahead. Come on. It's a good creative list. Number four is week 16, 2010 NFL season. The Giants weren't dead for the playoffs after the DeSean Jackson miracle at the Meadowlands. No. They still had control of their own destiny. They went out to Lambeau Field that day. And they lost to the Packers 45-17 as Jordy Nelson went off and went crazy. That day in New York City, a massive snowstorm that led to me and Chris McMonagle sharing a bed on Canal Street.
Wow, very special night.
Lovely. Very special night. He passed a lot of gas and watched Fresh Prince all night. Wouldn't shut off the TV.
It's great. Great show.
Yes.
Can't complain.
Number three.
How about the Mets trip to Milwaukee last year?
Yeah, I was going to say, that was a bad one last year. In fact, before you continue, the New York Mets against the Milwaukee Brewers are 1-10 in their last 11 meetings.
What?
Yeah. One, they got swept earlier this season. Remember the opening series of the year.
Wow, and you're confident?
When did I say I'm confident?
This is why I wanted to bring this one up. So their last little trip to Milwaukee there, they dropped the first two games, Tiki, by a combined score of 19-0.
Got annihilated.
And in game three, they battled back on a big Pete Alonso homer, 6-6 going to the ninth. And Adam, out the lead goes, gave up a bomb to end the game, and the Mets were swept in Milwaukee.
If I'm not mistaken, I don't know if Loogie remembers this, I think I was on the air for it, too. Mm. I think Craig and I were doing the show. It was an afternoon game, and it was one of those, like, here's the death as I get to experience my team losing. Now, keep this in mind. I was very upset. It was April.
Yeah.
So being upset about an April loss is minor league compared to the potential of a Monday afternoon.
So let's see
live here on WFAN.
See if they have better luck. Here we go.
Number two.
The 2016 halftime Hail Mary. The Giants off the boat trip were doomed by drops all afternoon in this wild card game. And then Randall Cobb caught a 42-yard Hail Mary to end the first half. And that was that for Eli Manning's final playoff game of his career. The Giants lose 38-13.
I am very, very proud of you. Because there is only one number one. There's only one. And I wasn't sure if you'd put it number one.
Yeah.
But I respect that you put it number one because this is so freaking number one. It's not even close. And the fact I have to think about this before we begin this three-game series in the state of Wisconsin actually makes me sick. But go ahead.
Number one.
Let people know because most people have no earthly idea. Go ahead.
All right. 1996, Knicks Bucks.
What?
Ray Allen.
No.
I'm just kidding. It's game four, 2021 Eastern Conference semifinals. Nets already up.
The Nets still in the league.
And Kyrie Irving turns that ankle midway through the second quarter. His series was ruined. The Nets series was ruined. The Nets title chances were ruined. And that effectively ended the big three for the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, that sequence, losing game three when they were up 2-0, and Joe Harris and Bruce Brown had plenty of good looks in the final 2 minutes. Not winning in game three to give themselves a commanding 3-0 lead pissed me off to no end. But I was told by everybody, calm down, you're up 2-1. Calm down, you're so much better. Shut up, you know nothing.
It was the Bucks.
Yeah, it was the Bucks. Followed by
how are you so much better than the Bucks?
Well, they were in the first two games. Now, I was still concerned about it. They won by 70 in the
first
two games.
And James Harden had gotten hurt early in the series.
And then in game four, when that punk, Giannis Antetokounmpo, came down dirtily on Kyrie Irving's ankle, a part of me as a sports fan died that evening. Like, I was done. Like, that was it. Because I knew the fate. So that is clearly number one. Thanks so much for bringing it up.
And with that, I wish the Mets good luck in Wisconsin. Nothing bad's ever happened there. Take care, everyone. That's Cinco de Fivo.